There was a time when huge mammals were common all around the planet. Mammoths, giant sloths, bears, 11 feet tall. There are still plenty of mammals around. They're just a lot smaller now. Scientists have traced the cause of their downsizing, and as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports, the blame lies with humans.
Mammals came into their own after the dinosaurs died out about 65 million years ago. Felisa Smith, a paleobiologist at the University of New Mexico, says a lot of them got really big.
We had llamas and camels and sloths and certainly mammoths and then lots of really cool predators like Arctotis, the short-faced bear.
And that was just North America. Being big was a pretty good thing for a mammal anywhere.
Taken as a whole over 65 million years, being large did not increase mammals' extinction risk. But it did when humans were involved.
Looking through the fossil record, Smith found that when humans evolved, the rate of extinction for big mammals rose. She says it came down to hunger.
Certainly humans exploit large game, probably because they're tasty.
And also because a bigger animal makes for a bigger meal. But humans did other things besides hunting that hastened the disappearance of big mammals. They burned forests and grasslands that big mammals used. They competed with the big carnivores for game. Over time, the downsizing of mammals affected the environment in ways you might not imagine, say in the erosion of the land.
When a large animal walks up a hill, it zigzags a lot, whereas a small animal walks up more directly. And that has an impact because water follows those game trails down, and so erosion and vegetation and whatnot are affected by that.
Smith's research appears in the journal Science. She found this phenomena to be true for at least the last 125,000 years. Fellow paleobiologist Rebecca Terry at Oregon State University says the new research shows that human influence on mammal size started in Africa, where humans first evolved.
And eventually, the spread of modern humans, Homo sapiens, into the New World. And at that point, you know, pretty advanced weaponry was definitely present. And the extinctions in the New World in North America and South America were really extreme as a result.
Yes, we still have lots of furry little mammals, but consider this. 11,000 years ago, the average mass of a non-human mammal in North America was about 200 pounds. It's now about 15 pounds. And the researchers say they're getting even smaller. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.